Tens of thousands were left without power as a storm fueled by the remnants of a tropical typhoon swept the coast. High winds and heavy rains made traveling hazardous as roads were closed and transit service hampered by falling trees and power poles. Meteorologist Matthew Cullen with the National Weather Service in Portland, Oregon, says that by early evening, the storm was moving north along the coast.
As a result, our winds across most of western Oregon have peaked for the day, and they're continuing to kind of gradually ease back down.
The storm had been expected to bring winds as high as 90 miles per hour, but wind velocities topped out in the 50 to 70 mile per hour range. For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty in Ashland, Oregon.